Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life. Hi, welcome to Practical Consciousness, the podcast with James and Lisa, and I'm James.
I'm Lisa.
Hi. Hello, everybody. So today we kind of decided to do something a little bit different. We basically kind of put it up to, I call Gus, God, Universe, Source. We said, what's the topic that someone out there needs to be hearing today? Yeah. And what came up for us was non-attachment.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about being unattached, non-attached to things. We'll probably talk a little bit about why we attach, what it does when we attach, what it doesn't do. And we'll try to give you some, so again, in the vein of practical sort of left brain concrete ways of dealing with when we find out we're attached or we'll just take some approaches there. That's the plan so far anyway.
I love it that you said somebody out there needs to hear it. So
yeah.
To the listeners out there,
whoever you are,
you know who you are.
Yeah.
Well, you'll start listening to this and you'll be like, yeah,
That seems like they're talking to me.
They're talking to me.
Yeah. And maybe, sometimes it may be just for us. No, there won't be anybody listening and we'll need to have this conversation for ourselves.
Your mom always listens, right?
I think my dad listens more than my mom. My mom thinks I'm a little bit off my rocker, I think.
Hi, James's dad.
Okay, so let me ask you this kind of obvious question. When I say non-attachment or unattached, what does that mean to you?
Let's see. Non-attachment means... So first I want to say, to me, attachment, I guess this is my way of explaining it, is when I need something to happen a certain way. If it doesn't, I'll suffer in some way, like emotionally or whatever. I'll be upset.
Okay.
So detachment would be as if I didn't have any attachment. If I didn't have any idea of how things needed to go. So like, let's just say a birthday party. I'm throwing a birthday party for my husband, maybe. Mm-hmm. His birthday is coming up. Maybe I need to pay attention to that.
Why'd that come to you right there?
But whether or not, just being attached, and especially like right now with weird things going on with COVID, do you have a party with everybody wearing masks, this kind of thing. So it would be just like, I'm going to plan this thing and it's going to be fun. And maybe it's just my husband and my daughter and I, no attachment. It's going to be fun. I guess saying it's going to be fun is attachment too.
Maybe. I mean.
But it is what it's going to, however it turns out is perfect. Just trusting.
Right.
It's going to be perfect however it needs to be.
Yeah. Open to
attaching.
Yeah.
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 You send out your invitations and you get a bunch of people coming back saying, no, I'm sorry, can't come. And you get upset, that's attachment. Right.
It's a great example. I mean, I think that is a perfect example of how it's just so subtle and so little and we don't even really notice it where we're planning some event. And we get an idea in our head about how we want it to go. And then inevitably it doesn't go that way. And then we get disappointed, right? I mean, that's what comes with attachment is disappointment, fear.
Right.
Sometimes irrational actions can come from attachment for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm sharing this, because I think somebody needs to hear it. At its core, attachment is rooted in a deep-seated fear of death. Because we are all, we're fairly safe, especially in a first world country, we're relatively safe from, bad water or not having food or those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so then what happens is that fear of dying transfers into a fear of having a life without purpose, without any kind of meaning or value. And that fear of impermanence, of things changing and losing something we have now, is such a pervasive driver in all of our lives. And it's so subtle. And it, just like your example, we don't even really notice we're attached like 90% of the time.
Yeah. And not until things don't go right.
Right.
That's when you realize. Oh.
And if you're a listener out there and you particularly struggle with change, change just causes you anxiety, and there's this big period of time where you have to adjust, chances are attachment is a big player in your negative experiences.
Yeah.
If you find yourself disappointed in life, disappointed in your family, disappointed in what's occurring, then chances are that if you dug into it, you're attached in some way to something that is you're holding on to. You're afraid to lose it. You're afraid. Oftentimes, too, I've not only am I attached to it, but I've identified with it. And so now you've got an identified attachment, and then now, if you lose it, it's equivalent to kind of in your head is you just as you're dying because it's dying or it's lost or it's destroyed or whatever the case.
Well, it's like death in general, like things ending, or you know, if something doesn't turn out the way you wanted it to, it's like your dream ended or died.
Yeah. And so your example of the birthday was a great one. What other examples can you think of where you've attached and maybe it's had a negative experience because of it, or an undesirable experience, I guess, for lack of better words?
I mean, there's been all kinds of things throughout my life. Definitely there's been like jobs that didn't turn out the way I wanted them to. Maybe I remember one time saving up for this one car that I thought was going to bring me so much joy, and realizing that it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I had fun with it, but at the time I was only able to afford like junkers anyway. So it ended up being like this lemon. But I was very attached to, you know,
the idea
to that. And it caused me a lot of suffering when it didn't turn out to be the way I wanted it to be.
We teach in our mindfulness class, we talk about what's the bias now, I can't even remember, where things are never as great as you think they're going to be, or as bad as you think they're going to be. It's escaping me what the term is, but we have a bias as human beings. We have this bias that we play the effect of something. And that's a form of attachment.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, another one that's really subtle that people probably wouldn't think of is the way we feel when something ends, like a movie or a book that we're reading. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
When you start to, you like feel, my daughter was just saying it the other day, she was getting close to the end of this book, and she said she tends to notice that she slows down on her reading because she doesn't want it to end.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? And we've talked about where people, they go on vacation, and the first day of vacation, they're just so excited to be on vacation. And by, you know, 2 or 3 days in, they're thinking about the vacation ending at that point.
Yeah.
And then they're sort of like ruminating on the death of their vacation.
Yep.
And they're not experiencing any fun in the moment.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Not day two, but usually like it's 2 days before the end. That's when you really start to feel the end coming.
Yes. And how many of our listeners out there dread Sundays? Because Sundays are, you know, we got to go back to work.
Yeah.
let me just share this with you. If you're that person, if you just like, you know, Sunday evening rolls around and you're just like, oh God, you know, I just got to go to work tomorrow. Do some investigation because you're attached. You absolutely are attached. Mm-hmm. And you could be attached to not having that job. You could be attached to the job. There's something you're attached to. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I wanted to.
What are good questions that they could ask themselves?
Well, yeah, I was going to share. So this is the Wisdom Keeper's Inner Guidebook. For those people watching on YouTube, I'm showing it. But it's written by Rosie Arson. I'm butchering her name.
This is the first time that you can reference the book without thinking, I don't know what it's
called. I know. I actually have it in my hand.
You actually have it in your hand.
Anyway, this is really cool. It's a Oracle card deck, and it's tied to the gene keys, and that's another topic for another day. But they give you these great questions to ponder, and this section is on non-judgment. And so the questions they gave for contemplation around non-judgment is, where are you resisting change? Example, aging in your body, the individualization of your children, the old way of thinking or being. Where are you resisting change? That's a clue. Yeah. That's a clue to attachment.
That one about the body was a big one that struck me when you first read that, because everybody does that. You know, you start to see your body, and being in my early 50s, I'm not in my early 50s anymore. I'm in my late 50s. But anyway, I'm starting to,
no one can tell.
Yeah, I just revealed. But I, you know, you start to see the changes, and you're just, you realize how attached you are to youth, I guess.
Yeah, well, or the other one, your children becoming individuals. We all struggle with that. And we're not saying don't not be attached to your children, because I would never say that. Not all attachments are bad. When it's causing you to have a negative experience, then you could explore detaching.
Yeah. I mean, and you could find another word other than attachment with your children.
Like what?
You know, like the strong love and connection that you have. It's because you were saying not all attachment is bad, but actually, if there's attachment, then probably there's some sort of suffering that could happen if you lost what you have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is whether you call it connection or whatever the term is.
Yeah.
What I'm implying is that if you're suffering, like you said, if you're experiencing pain because you can't let something go, AKA your children, not let them grow up, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then again, going back to mindfulness, you have a choice there. You can decide to let go of the attachment and open yourself up to other stories, basically you're telling yourself about what you're experiencing. And we're going to talk about that here in a second, ways in which you can detach. But let me read you this, two other of these questions, because I think someone out there is supposed to be hearing this. What is coming to an end or needing to die in your life? That's a good question.
Yeah.
In
that could be like a relationship, a job.
We've had
a lot of things.
One of my favorite coaching questions, and it's probably ICF would be like, no, is when I hear a client talking about how they want to do this thing, but they can't because so-and-so won't let them, or so-and-so will be disappointed, or so-and-so would judge them for it. And the question I ask is, who has to die for you to have this experience you want in your life? And that's, you're attached to either a perception, an idea that your mom has for you, or your aunt, or your dad, or whatever. So that's a great question to ask yourself.
Yeah.
The other one is, What or who do you need to let go of?
Oh, well, that's back to the relationship thing.
Right. Well,
but a what can be all kinds of
exactly.
things. Our houses are full of things that we can't let, that we haven't been able to let go of. But if you do, it's do the Marie Kondo and, you know, does this spark joy? No. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's another great example of attachment. We have all of us, I think, well, many of us have houses full of stuff, right? Stuff we've accumulated. We're attached to that stuff and it weighs us down.
Yeah. There's even people who have storage facilities where they store their stuff. They can't even fit it in their house. Well, you live, that's different because you're on the road.
Still.
But still, what's in that storage facility? Like, you know, do you really need it?
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we're not saying don't attach to things. Because you will. You're a human being. We attach. That's what we do.
Don't judge yourself for attaching
right.
to things.
So when you're experiencing any kind of suffering or pain, that Sunday when you're, oh God, I gotta go to work. That suffering, because it's repeated pattern. It's over every Sunday, unless the Monday's going on vacation, then all of a sudden you're not dreading that.
And it doesn't feel good. It's definitely suffering because it doesn't feel good.
It is suffering. So that's an opportunity to unattach. And so let's help our listeners come up with some ways in which you can unattach. Can you think of anything?
Well, maybe in that case, thinking of, I like the idea of doing gratitude journals, because then when you write down all the things that you're grateful for that are in your life now, it really helps a lot with attachment. So like, for instance, with your example of being bummed out because you got to go to work the next day and it ruins then the rest of your Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe the whole day, who knows? Mm-hmm. But if you are a regular gratitude journal person, then you can reflect and look at all the things that you are grateful for and all the things you do enjoy and focus more on those things. And it will shift your attention from the things that you don't like.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. Reflection, journaling. I'm always a big fan. One that I use a lot now, especially if I notice in the moment that I feel the attachment that I have towards something. I call this a game. I guess it's a game. But you pull back into a curiosity or wonder. So let me give you an example. Let's say I'm dreading the example we're using. I'm dreading. I find myself mid afternoon on Sunday going, oh God, I gotta work. So then I ask myself, I shift into wonder and I might say to myself, I wonder what is going to be different tomorrow than my normal Monday. Or I wonder who I'm going to meet that I haven't met before. Whatever. You can come up with dozens of things.
I wonder what exciting things could happen.
I wonder
that I don't even know about. I have no idea.
I wonder what's going to come off my to-do list first thing Monday morning, or, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is that shifts you into an open mental state. Because when you're attached, you're basically fixed. You've concluded something. You've locked your view. You've closed
it
down.
Yeah, and it's very closed.
You've narrowed it.
Not
yeah,
open.
You've narrowed it. And so just, if you could just crack it back open again and start broadening it out open.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know, like we know, is there's an infinite possibility in all things. And so just allowing some space to that there's, you know, that there's maybe here's the other one too. I do. It's a game too. It's similar. Is like when I find, like maybe you say to me, "Hey James, we're gonna, Oprah's invited us to her speak on her podcast," and we would both be like, "Oh my, seriously? Oh, this is the greatest thing ever." That's attachment, right? Mm-hmm. We just,
because if it was taken away, then
yeah. Because like, now we were like counting on and looking forward to, and it's important to us. That's another clue, real quick. If you say blah is important, you're attached to it.
Yeah.
Okay. That just came to me. So,
yeah.
But back to the Oprah thing. So a way for me to unattach in those kind of moments, even though they're really exciting and I'm like, ooh, this is going to be so cool, is go back to that wonder. And it's like, well, I wonder how that experience of being on Oprah's podcast is going to be, or something else that might happen
something better,
right?
Yeah,
maybe all of a sudden, I don't know, we get a phone call from, I can't think of anything, Deepak Chopra is invited us to speak at a retreat in Fiji, and we're like, oh Oprah, I'm so over you,
sorry,
we're headed to Fiji. Yeah.
But she's friends with Deepak, so they probably would, she would be there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So again, I wonder how, what that experience is going to be like, or something even better.
Or something better. I love that. Or something better.
Yeah. Or so you could even use that on your Sunday example too. It's like, I wonder what tomorrow is going to unfold like, or even something better than that. That one sounded kind of lame, but you got the idea.
Yeah, I had another idea
of
something you could do. This is not as fun, but you could coach yourself, and you could ask yourself, why, what is it about, you know, Sunday or Monday, or, you know, what is it that's making me feel bummed? And just kind of dig into it a little bit, do it with curiosity. And then, you know, when you drill down to it and you get to something, think, well, what's another way that I could look at this?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's another way I can look at this?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a simple coaching technique.
Very. But. Yeah. Yeah. Just get, like I said, snap out of that mindset you have and give it just some space. It only needs a little bit of space.
Yeah.
And just
instead of wallowing in it and staying in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you can do that with mindfulness by, you know, just getting quiet, take a few deep breaths and think, okay, I want to make a shift here. I don't want to repeat this pattern every Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sit here and take a few deep breaths and relax and do, you know, take this suggestion of just getting curious.
Yeah. And it gets you in the present moment too, which is good. And then in that present moment space, you could just ask your heart or your intuition, like, you know, what am I missing, or what am I closed off to, in this attachment, what am I closed off to experiencing something different?
I mean, you may hear it's time for a new job.
You might. Yeah. And it's scary. That's going to be scary. It's, but I'm just here to tell you, Lisa and I both can hear, just share this with our listeners, that the more you can detach, just the more peaceful life unfolds. And
yeah.
And it will unfold, honestly, it will unfold in ways that are so much more richer than you're experiencing attached. It seems counterintuitive. A lot of people think, well, if you detach from everything, what drives you to want or to do anything?
Yeah.
And I can just tell you that in my experience, and I can only share my experience, coming at something from a detached way is, life is so much richer. It's so much more
fun.
Yeah. Fun, exciting, titillating,
surprising,
surprising, mm-hmm. playful.
Yeah.
I mean, because you did just it's fun and exciting. Go back to your childlike way of thinking. It's so much more fun and exciting to find out what's around the corner.
In a
trusting way.
Yes. Right?
'Cause that's
open and trust.
Open and trust and detached. Mm-hmm. Life can become very, very different experience with just that simple practice of noticing when you're attached and detached. And the clue, like we always say, is the emotion.
Yeah, how do you feel?
How do you feel? If you're feeling frustrated, disappointed, I guarantee you, if you're hustling, if you feel like you need to push yourself and create pressure, you create that pressure from attachment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
step back.
A lot of entrepreneurs, right? We're both entrepreneurs. And a lot of entrepreneurs feel this pressure. And that pressure is they've attached to this idea of what their business is supposed to be.
Yeah.
What their clients are supposed to be like, what their products are supposed to be like. Yeah. And it creates a tremendous amount of pressure.
Yeah.
And we live it. We've experienced it directly.
Yep.
We're speaking from experience.
Yes.
So
we are experiencing it.
And so if you're, I'm just going to say this because it's coming up. If you're a person out there that's struggling with attachment or struggling with any of the things we talk about and you want help and you want to talk to a coach, reach out to Lisa or I. And if we're not the right coach for you, we will help you find the right coach. Because
absolutely. We know a lot of coaches.
Yeah, we do know a lot of coaches.
And in all different areas.
And this stuff is not, it's simple, but it's not easy. And sometimes it helps to be supported. And you decide you want to become less attached in your life, then sometimes you need help to do that.
A little bit of guidance. So yeah.
I just put that out there. Reach out to us. We're both on the Practical Consciousness Podcast Facebook group.
Facebook.
Oh, that's a lot to say. And you can find us at fountheadcoachingforme.com and Lisa Ann Mueller Coaching, right?
LisaAnnMueller.com. But I think our website links are probably on the group somewhere, or at least on our Facebook page.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So
you can find us.
We're findable.
We're around.
Just goog. Give us a goog.
Yeah, goog.
That's what Chris
Google
always says. Give it a goog.
Give it a goog.
You know what? I'm issuing myself a new challenge. Every week, I'm going to find a way to mention Crystal.
Oh, that's a great
idea. We'll keep Crystal on the podcast with us. So
yeah.
We're going to have to, you and I have to find a way to mention Crystal at every podcast.
I got my crystals here with me, so.
No. The crystal, not crystals. All right. If you're the person who was meant to hear today's message, we're glad to deliver it. And we love talking about this stuff. So if you guys have ideas or things you want us to talk about, mention it on the Facebook group and we'll
or in the comments in the comments on
or if anybody Spotify wants to be a guest to talk about anything.
Yeah,
that as well. So
that's fun. I love having guests. We haven't done that in a while.
No, we've been talking about that. We need to get some back on. All right. With that, I think we'll say thanks for listening and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.